Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice.
Hi guys, I am Aurelia, and I am back with another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. And today will be the topic I'll be talking about is everything you want is on the other side of fear. Now, I do not know how many times a lot of us have not done something because of fear. Maybe you did somebody wrong. And you don't want to talk to them because you're scared about the repercussions that's going to happen if you go and talk to them. Listen, right? Listen, Charlie. Listen, Linda. You don't know unless you try. And I'm laughing. I'm grinning mad hard because there has been a lot of moments in my life where I haven't done something because I was afraid. And I think as I became a teenager, or as I switched ages, as I became 16, something that I had noticed was it took me a lot of really being really not rough with myself, but really being brutally honest with myself in order for me to be able to say, step outside of fear, take this leap of faith. If you never take the leap of faith that you want to take in the first place, then you will never get the results that you want. And if the results that you want don't happen, then that means it's just not meant to happen at that moment, or it's not meant to happen at all. And you have to be able to separate those two, but that's a whole different discussion to talk about. But sometimes we fail to realize that if we let fear sit in our hearts, we let unmotivational things come into play, and that's what we make our blueprint. Sometimes we have to remember that when we are trying to pursue something, trying to pursue someone, when we want to change something, when we want to start a business or anything, we have to become fearless in a sense. And I mean that for everybody. We have to become fearless in a sense because, for example, this podcast that you're listening to right now, this episode, I don't know who might take this the wrong way and swallow it that way, and then that's what they apply to their life. I don't know who's gonna do that. I also don't know who's gonna like this, who's gonna be more supportive of it than others. I don't know who might want to say something to me about something that I've said. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes when you make sure that you are okay, that's whenever you're becoming fearless. We become fearless to things. We become fearless to many things after we've conquered them most of the time. Sometimes when you want to do your best, you tend to let little things keep you from doing your best. We let whatever things that are in our environment, we let those things keep us from doing our best, from reaching our potential. Just because you're in an environment where you can't stretch and reach your arms out does not mean that you have to stay in that environment and you can't change something about it. It's like sharing a room with a sibling, right? It's two people living in one room, which means there is going to be a good amount of things or stuff in this room. And sometimes you'll have to throw away things that you wish you could have kept for future reference, right? If I feel like this part of the room is more so full, then I have to rearrange something in the room to give more space, right? Do that with the environment that you're in. Do that with what you want to pursue. I know that if I want to continue writing, or if I want to put out my first book of poetry, I know very quickly and fairly that at some point I need to know how to write, or I need to get better at writing different stories. I'm great at writing poetry, but don't limit yourself to the things that you're great at. Don't limit yourself at all. Let yourself reach out to things that you could be greater at. I'm great at poetry. I'm great at talking. Cool. I don't always talk a lot. Cool. But I'm going to make sure that I reach my hand out to try to be able to write different stories and give more of a different perspective, because you can be great at what you do. You could be awesome at what you do. You could be phenomenal at what you do. But don't limit yourself to those things that make you phenomenal. I don't know if you catch my drift. Don't limit yourself at all. There are some things that you could be greater at. There's some things that you're on a basic level with and you could be greater at it. So anything that you want is on the other side of fear. That promotion you want to ask for at work, you never gonna know unless you ask, unless you try. Even if they tell you no, you still tried. You still got an answer. Whoever you want to ask out on a date or whatever the case may be, did you ask them? So you don't know if they're going to say yes or no. But guess what? The first thought you're going to think is they're probably going to say no. You didn't think they're probably going to say yes. So you kind of set yourself up for failure right there, because you already thought they're probably going to say no. You didn't ask, so you don't know what they're going to say. So here's the thing. Even if you did say they're probably going to say no, now when you go to ask, now once you gain the confidence, you go to ask, they're going to say yes. And then when they say yes, you're going to be like, what the freak? I should have just did this earlier. I feel like I just wasted a good amount of time in a couple of days and a couple of months, because I've liked this person for a long time and I didn't ask. If you never open your mouth to speak, you're never going to get it. Closed mouths don't get fed. If I never open my mouth to say I'm hungry, then I'm not going to get no food. Don't limit yourself to just imagination. Go for your dreams and reach for your dreams. No matter who tells you what you can and can't do, you are worth more than what somebody is telling you. A lot of people will make you feel like you're less than what you're really worth, and that's what people will settle to. They never try to step on top of what somebody else said to get to the top, to where they need to be. Sometimes when people are mean and nasty to you, you use those things as stepping stones. Sometimes when people tell you, you're never going to be this, you're so horrible at this, I wish you were better at this, you need to do better at this, you need to stop doing this. Those words build up. So as those words build up, you stack them up like steps, and that's what you use to get to your next place, to get where you're trying to go. Do not be letting people tell you that your dreams are dumb. If people are telling you that your dreams are dumb, they don't need to be around you. If people are ki-ki-ki-ki when you bring up something that you are actually interested in or that you actually want to try, those are the people that you need to watch out for, because some of them might just envy you. Some could be playing, that's mad rude. Some of them might be playing, but some might be envying you. Because now you're doing something that they didn't get a chance to do, or that they didn't think of. But they're never going to know if they're going to be great at it, because they didn't think, I want to try this too. Be aware of what you want to do, where you want to go, and how you want to do it. So everything that you want is on the other side of fear. Any situation you want to step into it like that. Am I really letting fear hold me back? Am I really letting anything negative hold me back? Or am I just genuinely like just really like scared or something? But again, being scared is fear to some extent. So I'm gonna conclude this episode for now. There is a good possibility there will be a part two. Okay, I am Aurelia, and that was another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Be kind to your heart, mind, and soul. Be kind to others. Love others, because love is the only answer. Feelings and emotions and being human is the only answer. So don't run away from it. I will see you in another episode of Black Girl with a Voice, or you will hear from me in another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice.